cruising through one great memory after another. Cruising WGCM.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you. Walk past me, you don't even know that I exist. Going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. Out of my head, day and night. Night and day and night. All night, my love is apart. And I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. Out of my head. Day and night. Night and day and night. Oh.
On your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, mostly clear tonight, look for a low of 59. Sunny and nice tomorrow, high 78. On the weekend, more sun but cooler temperatures with highs in the low 70s.
You don't have to be behind the wheel to cruise. We're cruising WGCM.
Doop, 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 doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, 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 doop-a-bell, doop, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop-a-bell, doop, doop.
As I walk through this world, doop-a-bell, nothing can stop doop-a-bell, but doop-a-bell, doop-a-bell, and you, you are my girl. And no one can hurt you. Oh no. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm gonna love you. Oh, come on, let me hold you, darling. Cause I'm the Duke of Hell. So, hey, yeah. And when I hold you, you'll be my Duchess. Duchess of Earth, we'll walk through my dukedom, and the paradise we will share. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm gonna love you. Oh, oh, nothing can stop me now. Cause I'm the Duke of Earth. So, hey,
interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Owa Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
It's the first Thursday Shuckers home game of the season, and the Shuckers are looking to build off their first win of the season yesterday against the Columbus Clingstones. We welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and we welcome you to Keesler Federal Park in downtown Biloxi, across the street from the Gulf of Mexico, as the Shuckers at 1-4 take on the AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves and the Columbus Clingstones. The Clingstones enter today at 1-3. Javon Pike alongside you as we get you set for first pitch on the Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers snapped their four-game skid to begin the season yesterday with a 3-1 comeback win over the Clingstones. Three runs, six hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. For Columbus, one run, four hits, and an error. The star of yesterday was Alexander Corneal. Despite not factoring into the decision, he went six shutout innings, gave up just one hit, two walks, and four strikeouts. And that is a franchise first. You look at all the guys who come through Shuckers franchise history, and they're up all over the press box. Guys like Freddie Peralta, Josh Hader, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns. Nobody none of them in their Double-A debuts went at least six innings and gave up one hit or less while throwing at least six shutout innings. Corneal, the first to do it in franchise history yesterday for the Shuckers. We speak with him next for today's pregame interview before first pitch at 6:35 on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserved level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set game three of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Queenstones. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined for today's pregame interview by a guy who put together one of the best debuts out of any pitcher in franchise history as his manager Joe Harrell walks on by, Alexander Corneal. Alexander, appreciate you taking the time. First off, how much fun is it playing with Joe again?
Joe is the best, one of the best managers I've had. He's so fun. He's his knowledge of the game, how much he gives to us. It's honestly, it feels good to have someone that has your back at all times. And, you know, his knowledge of the game is just, it's a guy that you want to have around to pick his brain, you know.
How excited were you when you got the word that you were heading to Double A after he was your manager back in High A in Wisconsin?
It's a long time coming. I feel like I've been putting in the work. I've been patient and I got the opportunity, so I have to take advantage of it, you know, and just I feel good, though.
Well, speaking of taking advantage, you did it in a big time way yesterday. Six shutout innings on the hill. You gave up just one hit, struck out four. What was your reaction after the start, seeing how everything came together and you started off the season probably the best way possible?
It feels good to come out here to a new team, different setting, better talent, and being able to succeed at this next level, especially like my first outing, not knowing what I'm like going into. Of course, we have scouting reports, we have like all the help that we can get before games, but like being out there, it's a completely different animal, you know, if you know what I'm saying. Like, it's just like it feels good to be out there and being able to contribute to my team and win.
How was it working with Ramon Rodriguez yesterday? You two got to work with each other in High A, Wisconsin throughout last year. Did that help kind of calm you down out there on the hill for the first Double-A start?
Yeah, it's definitely good to have somebody that you know behind the plate and somebody that knows you so well and knows what like works for you in different counts and stuff. So having him behind the plate, I fully trust him. Like the pitches, I barely shaked because I know his knowledge of the game. He's been around longer than me, so he knows a lot. And having him behind the plate yesterday was good because, like, I feel like his knowledge and how much he knows about what works for me and what counts and, like, the way he takes care of the game catching. It's just it feels good to have somebody like that behind the plate.
Speaking of what was working best for you yesterday? Because it kind of seemed like you were able to locate any pitch you wanted.
My whole arsenal was good yesterday. What was working early in the count, my fastball to get ahead, then cutters to get ground balls or weak contacts. My changeup, something that I've been working on this whole offseason, and I feel like it's paying off right now. I added a new pitch. It's kind of like a bullet slider, so that was helping too to get hitters like off balance, and everything was working for me yesterday.
Six innings yesterday on the hill. That's kind of been a theme throughout your career, especially last year in Wisconsin. You were fifth in the organization's in innings per start. What kind of goes into getting that length and getting guys out quickly that allows you to go deep into ball games?
I feel like you have to optimize your arsenal. Not make a lot of pitches, trying to get ahead, trying to get guys out quick so your pitch count doesn't go up. And honestly, just like staying healthy and knowing what you're doing. Acknowledging that in the plate there's another, there's people that is as good as you, and knowing how to work around that and use your best stuff against them to be able to succeed. It's just what's always in my head, and just trying to optimize my arsenal.
How much do you take pride in being able to go deep into ball games?
I love it because I can help my team win. I give the bullpen help, so arms are not tired or not used as much during the week. So I'm just glad I'm being able to contribute in length with my team when I'm starting.
You also have a really cool background outside of baseball. You grew up speaking English and Spanish. You're fully bilingual coming out of the Dominican Republic. How much of an advantage does that give you throughout your pro career, being able to go between the Latin players that may only speak Spanish or the American guys that might be speaking English, or be able to help bridge the gap between the two when needed?
I love it because I feel like I can socialize normally with anyone, and obviously what I take pride on is that I'm able to help my fellow Latin players that don't speak the language. That's what I take most pride on, that I can help them communicate what they need so they can be on a better page, if that makes sense.
How much did it give you kind of a sense of familiarity and comfortability when you first came to the States, being able to speak some English along with Spanish?
It was good because I feel like I got the grasp of it very quick, and being able to communicate, to know what the team needs me to do, what are they looking like from me, being able to communicate with my pitching coaches, relate what I'm feeling, understand what they're saying to me to make me better. It's a good feeling though.
Outside of baseball, say you're watching a movie, you're watching in English or Spanish, or do you kind of go back and forth on that in TV shows?
It depends on where it was made. If it was made, for example, Spain or something, I watch in Spanish because it just looks awkward. You know, the mouth doesn't blend with what you're hearing. And most of it though, I listen in English. I love to watch movies in English and shows.
What's your favorite movie to watch?
Wow. Recently, Top Gun. Top Gun has to be my one of my favorite movies. And Tron Legacy.
That's a great choice.
Yes, sir. I love it.
Alexander, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Congrats on the debut.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Klingstones coming up next.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park. Biloxi, Mississippi. Shuckers and the Queenstones getting set for game three of a six-game set. And it's game six of 138 here in the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us on the Shuckers Radio Network on your Thursday night as it's time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the lefty, Tate Kaner. He gave up four runs. Check that. He gave up three runs in three and a third innings in opening day. Comes in with an 0-1 record and an 8.1 ERA. Two walks, no strikeouts. His first career start without a strikeout. So look for that change today against the Queenstones. Opponent sitting 231 against him. On the other side of things is a face that's become a little familiar to the Shuckers in the righty, Drew Hackenberg. Made two starts against the Shuckers in the final month plus of the season. Gave up four runs, five walks, 12 strikeouts in 10 innings. He got touched up in the opener for the Queenstones against the Montgomery Biscuits. Hackenberg gave up four runs on four hits, walked two, and hit a batter in two innings. Time to take a look at today's starting lineups for both sides. It is built by Renova Roofing, and for the Shuckers, the center fielder Luis Lara leads it off. Shortstop Cooper Pratt bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third, and he plays third. Luke Adams plays first and bats in the cleanup spot. Darian Miller, the catcher, bats fifth. Eric Brown Jr. plays second and bats sixth. In the seventh spot, it's the left fielder Xavier Warren. The DH, Ethan Murray, is in the eighth spot after a 1-for-3 day yesterday in his season debut. And the right fielder, Vladimir Restituyo, is in the ninth spot. For the Queenstones, Carlos Rodriguez, the center fielder, leads things off. He's gotten a hit in all four games this season, as has the two-hole hitter in the shortstop, Cal Conley. Catcher Jason DeLay bats third. And just like Conley and Rodriguez, David McCabe in the fourth spot. He's the third baseman tonight, and he has a hit in every game this season. The designated hitter, Adam Zabrowski, bats in the five spot. Ethan Workinger bats sixth, and 7, 8, 9. The first baseman, Kate Bennell. The second baseman, David Fletcher. And then the left fielder to round it out, the switch-hitting left fielder, Geraldo Quintero. Shuckers and Queenstones getting set. Game three of a six-game set. It's been kind of a swinging both ways. Game one, a lot of offense. 13 runs, 16 hits, over 300 pitches, and 41 combined plate appearances for both sides with the runner in scoring position. Yesterday, four runs on 10 hits, and nobody scored until the seventh inning of the pitcher's duel between Alexander Corneal and Blake Burkhalter. Today, Tate Kaner goes for the Shuckers. Drew Hackenberg goes for the Queenstones on a mild night in Biloxi. 72 degrees and sunny. Back to the usual wind pattern. It is in from right and out to left as we're set to kick things off. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. When we come back, it's the Shuckers and the Queenstones, game three of a six-game set, and game six of 138 for the Shuckers in 2025. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go at Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Fires the first. Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play. Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Gale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
It's an 80 grade night weather-wise, and the Shuckers looking for an 80 grade night on the field as they look to take their second consecutive game of this six-game series against the Columbus Clingstones. The Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, the Columbus Clingstones, AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Javik Blake alongside you. Appreciate you joining us on your Thursday night, wherever you may be, whether it's in Mississippi or the United States or across the world. Shuckers at 1-4, Clingstones at 1-3, and the lefty Tate Keener gets the start with Pearl Jam flaring in the background. 0-1 with an 8.1 ERA this season as the Shuckers look to build off a terrific pitching performance yesterday. They gave up just one run on four hits. They've gotten back-to-back terrific starts from Alexander Corneal yesterday, 6 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. And on Tuesday, Abdiel Mendoza, 3 2/3 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. The lefty Keener, 24 years old, born in February of 2001 in McHenry, Illinois, a hometown native of Marshalltown, Iowa, and Marshalltown High School. Drafted out of Louisville in the ACC, and today, he's set to make his first home start of the season with the Shuckers. Top of the lineup for Columbus is built by Renova Roofing. Carlos Rodriguez is in the leadoff spot. Cal Connolly bats second, and Jason DeLay bats third as Darian Miller throws down the final warm-up pitch of the inning, and we're about set to go. Shuckers, the first time since 2021, are breaking out the blue pinstripe pants with the alternate blue uniforms tonight. A gorgeous uniform combination. And they go up against the Clingstones, who rock their black alternate jersey with the Clingstone logo on the left part of the chest and the gray pants. Tate Keener set to go. The first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and we are underway. First pitch tonight, 6:37 p.m. Central Time. It's a windy night straight in from right, 73 degrees and clear. The 0-1 dribbled out in front of home plate and foul. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Keener, a four-pitch guy, sinker, changeup, sweeper, and a slider. Stands in 6'1", 195 pounds. The 0-2 to the lefty. Rodriguez takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez has had a scorching hot start to the year. 7-for-19. He has a hit in all four games. He has four hits this series. The 1-2. Slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Rodriguez is rocking the high black socks with the black and gray cleats. Keener throws away a baseball and gets a new one. It's black and gray Jordan cleats. The white Jordan logo is on the very back of the heel of both cleats. Now the 2-2. Rodriguez takes inside. Sinker at 91, and the count goes full. Rodriguez is a guy that throughout his career is a tough guy to get swinging for strike three. Just doesn't strike out a lot, makes a ton of contact. Keener, the 3-2. Up and in, and it is ball four. The leadoff walk for Rodriguez, he's now reached base in all five games this season. Brings up the switch hitter, Cal Conley. Conley, 6-for-17 on the year, 3-for-8 in the series. Tallied a hit yesterday in the morning game. Started at 11:10 Central Time. After a 6:05 start on opening day, the home opener for the Shackers on Tuesday. Keener delivers. Rolled to short. Pratt to his left, snags it, underhands to Brown for one. The throw to first in time. Great job by Tate Keener to roll one up after the leadoff walk. Shackers turn a double play. It's a double tree by Hilton Biloxi double play. Just steps away from Beaches Casinos and Keyser Federal Park. The double tree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. And just seven pitches in, already two away. Up comes the righty Jason DeLay. Pitch to the Shackers defensive alignment here in a moment. The pitch. DeLay takes up, and it's 1-0. It's the same infield that the Shuckers rocked on Tuesday night. Brock Wilkins at third. Cooper Pratt's hit short. Eric Brown Jr. is at second. And Luke Adams is at first. Darian Miller is doing the catching. The 1-0. Chopped foul. Third base sign. Off the tarp and down into the Clingstones pen, which is right next to the left field line. And the count evens 1-1. In the outfield, Xavier Warren is in left. Luis Lora, his fifth, check that, sixth straight start in center. And Restituya, Vladimir Restituya, is in right. The 1-1. DeLay pokes it softly out towards right. Brown on the run. Makes the basket catch, and that ends the inning. Well, Tate Keener needs just 10 pitches to get out of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. He works around the leadoff block. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Ready, Drew Hackenberg to the hill. And we return on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruising WGCM.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Drew Hackenberg, right-handed arm, gets to the start for the Clingstones. He faces the Shuckers lineup, looking to continue the good times after their first win of the season yesterday. Three runs in the seventh for a comeback 3-1 win. Hackenberg 0-1 with an ERA of 18. It was an up and down first two innings for him in his season debut on opening day against Montgomery. Four strikeouts, but gave up four runs on four hits in just two innings and needed 57 pitches. The Shuckers, a real patient team at the plate, and it begins with the switch hitter Luis Lara, who digs in from the left side. First pitch, Lara chops it foul, first base side. That counts at no balls and a strike. Lara begins the year hitting just 100 early on in the season. He's two for his first 20, the 182 OBP. The 0-1. He takes up and in, and the count evens 1-1. However, one of the two hits from Lara was a big-time one. He had a leadoff home run in the home opener on Tuesday. That was his first double-A homer. The 1-1 delivery. He checks his swing and a slider inside, and the third base umpire says he goes around. And the count goes to 1-2. That's Tyler Hovick at third. Jared Durson is at first, and Dylan Holsey is behind the plate. 1-2 the count on the switch hitter, Lara. Now the pitch misses low and in, and the count evens 2-2. Hackenberg, the fifth-ranked prospect in the Braves organization by MLB.com, fires the 2-2. Misses low with a curve, and the count goes full. Hackenberg, 6'2", 220 pounds. Born in 2002, 22 years old, in Layton, Pennsylvania. The 3-2 pitch. Lara, in on the hands, rolls it first base side. Bunnell snags it, flips to Hackenberg, who wins the race against Lara. And now one away. Dave Bunnell is at first. David Fletcher's at second. Cal Conley's at short. David McCabe is at third. In the outfield from left to right, Geraldo Quintero, Carlos Rodriguez, and Ethan Werkinger with Jason DeLay behind the plate. Pratt digs in, hitting an even 300 across five games. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, and the count goes to 0-1. Pratt hitting 300 with a homer, four driven in, and a 318 OBP. The 0-1, he swings and shoots it. First base side, and it's right to Bunnell. Off the bat at 97. And quickly two away. That was a good job by Pratt. It was a sinker on the outside corner at 92. When he went with it, got good one on it. Only problem was it was right to Bunnell. Brings up the righty Brock Wilken. 1-16 to begin the year with six walks. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Hackenberg delivers, misses away, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Wilken yesterday reached base for the third consecutive game through two walks in the Shuckers' win. The 1-0 is a called strike on the outer half, and the count evens 1-1. Wilken, the Brewers' first-round pick in 2023 at Wake Forest, just 22 years old. He'll turn 23 in June of this year. The 1-1. Wilken lays off a slider away, and the count goes to 2-1. Hackenberg delivers. Wilken takes up and away, and the count runs to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Luke Adams, the righty, is on deck. Now the pitch. Wilken takes low and away, and it's a well-earned five-pitch walk for the Wilken, who draws his seventh walk of the season. Seven walks puts him in the Southern League lead for walks. And it brings up Luke Adams. 1-18 to begin the year with three walks. He's got a man on with two away in a scoreless game, bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Adams takes a strike of the inner half. Fastball at 93. The count goes to 0-1. Hackenberg out of the stretch delivers. Adams takes strike two. Fastball top of the zone at 94, and it counts at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Slider hooks out of the zone at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. Adams at first base today. Yesterday was at third. He's split time between first and third throughout the first six games this season. The 1-2. Check swing on a slider. First base umpire says he does not go, and the count evens 2-2. Hackenberg's now thrown 17 pitches, just eight of them strikes. Nine have been out of the zone. Shucker's a patient team. A lot of walks up and down this lineup. Darian Miller's on deck, another guy who doesn't swing much. The 2-2. Lifted out towards short left center. Geraldo Quintero, the left fielder, in on it, under it, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Tate Keener's back to the hill, and we move to the second. Shuckers, playing stones, scoreless. On the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WQ.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Welcome back to Keister Federal Park. David Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us wherever you may be as the Shuckers take on the Kling Stones. Game three of this six-game set. We're scoreless to the second. And the lefty, Tate Keener, fires. Switch hitter David McCabe in from the right side. Takes a sinker at 91. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Is a called strike on the outside corner. A changeup at 83, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. McCabe 5-for-12 on the young season with six walks, which until last inning was tied for the league lead. The 0-2 fouled back, and the count stays at 0-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Another 0-2 from Keener. Misses low, and the count's at a ball and two strikes. That was a slider at 78. Keener uses a mix of a sweeper and a slider, along with the sinker and the changeup. Everything with him moves, whether it's in or away from a batter. The 1-2. McCabe fouls it off and out of play, first base side. The count's at 1-2. McCabe yesterday extended his hit streak to 4 in a row, went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. The 1-2 pitch. Rolled foul, third base side, and the count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery misses away. Changeup at 82. And the count evens two balls and two strikes. Keener originally drafted by the Brewers in the seventh round of the 2023 draft out of Louisville. So he's coming off his first full season of Pro Bowl. Made it all the way up to Double A. The 2-2 pitch. McCabe rolls it third base side. Wilken bobbles it for a moment near his waistband. Now picks it up. Fires to first and it's in time. McCabe's retired. One away. And it brings up the righty Adam Zabrowski. Zabrowski, a right-handed bat, 1-for-8 on the young season, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Checkers and the Queenstones. The pitch, chopped to short. Two big hops to Pratt, who grabs it letter high, fires to first, and it's in time. Now 2 away for the righty, Ethan Workinger. Workinger, 2-for-17 on the season, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. 2 out, nobody on, scoreless in the top of the second. Keener so far is doing a good job pitching to weaker contact. The pitch misses inside, and it's ball one. Now the ball off Zabrowski's bat was not weak contact, but it was right to somebody off his bat at 103. But Pratt, one of the better defensive second basemen in the league, an easy play for him. The 1-0 tipped in and out of Miller's mitt, and the count evens 1-1. In fact, there's going to be a gold glove in the building at some point, whether it's the back half of this homestand or the Shuckers' next homestand, the 22nd to the 27th of April. Because Cooper Pratt last year took home the MILB Rawlings Gold Glove Award for shortstop. The 1-1 misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. When the gold glove does arrive, it'll be the second time in 3 years that the Shuckers have had a gold glove ceremony for the home side. Back in 2023, Jackson Churio got his minor league gold glove award at the ballpark. The 2-1 popped down the left field, check that, the right field line. Restituyo after it towards the pen, and it lands in the pen as everybody scatters about. The count evens 2-2. Restituyo, a big smile on his face as everybody in the bullpen cleared out. Steven Cruz, I think, lost his cap. He popped up and the cap went flying and he went out of the way. Count it 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Keener delivers. Workinger takes a sweeper up and away and the count's full with 3-2. The 3-2. Popped up and foul. First base side and out of play. Count stays full. Keener. Rocking the white Adidas cleats. Delivers. Poked out to right center. Lara on the run. Dives. And he's got it. He's like Superman in center. Luis Lara, a terrific grab, and that ends the inning. He went full extension in right center and robbed Workinger of extra bases. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and a SportsCenter top 10 play. We're through 1.5 and scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Celebrate your next birthday Shuckers style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well, after a Sports Center top 10 play from Maurice Laura in the top of the second, still to the bottom half. First pitch from the ready Drew Heckenberg to the lefty Terry Miller is a called strike at the knees, and we're off and running. Javik Blake alongside you in the Shuckers Radio Network. Appreciate you joining us on your Thursday night. The 0-1. This is inside. Miller hops over it. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Tipped in the delays mitt. And the count goes to 1-2. Miller 0-9 on the season. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. Miller calls time and steps in. The 1-2. Hit on one hop. Into Bunnell's mitt at first. He turns, fires to Heckenberg, who taps the bag. And that retires Miller for the first out. That's the second time today the Shuckers have smashed one to first, and it's been right to Cade Bunnell, who's made a couple of easy plays. Eric Brown Jr. steps in. One out, no one on. The pitch is a curveball low. The count goes to 1-1 and no strikes. The 1-0. Brown takes up, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Brown has a hit in each of his last 4 games. 4-for-19 on the year with 3 runs driven in. The 2-0. Chop to short. Conley snags it shoulder high. Plants his feet, fires to first, and it's in time. Gets the speedy Brown. Now 2 away for the switch hitter Xavier Warren.
Here's the field of the ring. Xavier Warren.
Xavier Warren digs in. It's from the left side against the righty Heckenberg. The pitch. Warren smashes it foul. Third base side and out of play. He counts it no balls and a strike. Owen won the count to Warren. The pitch. Up and in. And the count evens 1-1. Warren on the year, 4-for-15, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a homer. And that home run came in the home opener on Tuesday. One of 3 the Shuckers hit. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Heckenberg delivers. Warren chops it foul. A couple of hops and right to Matt Lipka, Shuckers' first base coach. The count evens 2-2. Lipka's in his first year as a coach after a lengthy playing career. He did all the way up to AAA a number of different occasions. A 12-season minor league career, including 5 at the AAA level. The 2-2. Warren takes low. Count goes to 3-2. Lipka, you used to be a member of the Braves AA affiliate back when they were the Mississippi Braves. Played there 2014, 2015, and 2016. The 3-2. Warren tips it in a delays mitt, and it's strike 3. It was a curveball at 82. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third. Not a ground ball out so far. We're still scoreless. And Tate Keener is back to work for a new return on the Shuckers.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream with Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Switch hitter Cade Bunnell digs in from the left side against the lefty Tate Keener. We're scoreless into the third between the Shuckers and the Clingstones. Third game of a six-game set. Keener delivers. First pitch to the lefties, foul back and out of play. It counts no balls and a strike. Bunnell 2-for-4 on the season. He's making his first appearance of this series. Was originally slated to be in the lineup on Tuesday, but a late scratch, the 0-1 misses up, and the count evens 1-1. He was out of the lineup on Tuesday night and then again yesterday morning, but had a lot of time to chill out. Now back in the lineup today. The pitch is a called strike. Front doors a slider at 78, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. And the slider away. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count's even at 2-2. That was close. Keener wanted it. It would have been his first strikeout of the season. Instead, we do it again at 2-2. Keener delivers. Misses up. And the count goes full. That was Keener's 31st pitch of the afternoon. After a 10-pitch first. That's helped out the pitch count in a big-time way. The 3-2. Bunnell takes away, and it's a walk. Second walk of the day drawn by Columbus, and it brings up the righty David Fletcher.
Second baseman, number 8, David Fletcher.
Fletcher, 0-for-7 on the season, 2 walks and a strikeout. Digs in from the right side against the lefty Keener. Now the pitch is a fastball in the inner half for strike one. David Fletcher, this time last year, had a brief appearance in the big leagues with the Atlanta Braves. Been in the minor leagues ever since. The 0-1 pitch. Hit on one hop to third. Wilkins got it, plants his feet, fires to second for one. Brown the turn, got him. And for the second time tonight, it's a leadoff walk immediately followed by a double play. It's the second of the night for the Shuckers. And now it brings up the switch hitter Geraldo Quintero with two away. The Shuckers are making it real easy, and they're looking real good defensively. Two out, nobody on. Quintero is in from the right side. Scoreless in the third between the Shuckers and the Clingstones. The pitch fouled straight back. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Home plate umpire Dylan Halsey better watch his back. It's new netting here at Keesler Federal Park, and now he's kind of mimicking dodging left and right, and that's because yesterday Tyler Hovick, the third base umpire today, got one off the netting and straight to the back. 0-1. rolled up the middle. Pratt to his left, snags it towards second, fires in one motion to first, and it's in time, and that ends the inning. Tate Keener has worked around two walks, and he faced the minimum through three, where score was through two and a half. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise
WGCM. Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekoSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Ethan Murray leads things off with the Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Righty Murray faces his former high school teammate Drew Hackenberg on the hill. And the first pitch of the third comes home. It is a called strike on the outer half, a sinker at 92, and it counts at 0-1. The 0-1 delivery misses away with a slider, and the count evens 1-1. Hackenberg out of the windup comes home. Curveball is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. Both Murray and Hackenberg were coached by, finally, we get to say it, now Hall of Famer Billy Wagner at the Miller School of Admiral in Charlottesville, Virginia. The 1-2. Curveball is a called strike three at the knees. Murray down looking, one away, and it brings up the righty Vladimir Restituyo. Restituyo, 1-for-17 to begin the season. He digs in from the right side against the righty Hackenberg. We're scoreless last of the third. Hackenberg delivers. Restituyo takes a curveball low and away. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. By the way, between innings, as is the usual case in minor league baseball, they're always doing something fun, something funky, something new. The 1-0 delivery. Restituyo shows bunt, bunts it. It is a fair ball. Catcher delay picks it up, fires to first, and Restituyo's retired for the second out. He dropped it right into the left-handed batter's box. Fair by maybe an inch. And it brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lara, with two away, and he digs in from the left side. Scoreless in the third. Randy Hackenberg on the hill delivers the first pitch. Laura delivers and smacks it foul back to the screen, and the count's at no balls and a strike. But between innings, they were playing finish a lyric with a young kid, maybe 15 tops. And that means he was born in 2010, which is a scary fact to say out loud. But anyways, they were playing old-time music. The 0-1 delivery misses up and away, and the count evens at 1-1. They were playing the song My Girl, and he was supposed to finish the lyrics of My Girl, and the song's by the Temptations, which was released in 1965. And this poor kid, the 1-1 delivery. Laura smacks it to second. Fletcher has it on the back of the infield, fires to first. It's in time, and a 1-2-3 inning from Hackenberg. He's retired 7 in a row. But either way, the kid was able to finish the lyric with some help from the crowd, but the confusion on his face priceless. Checkers down in order. We go to the fourth. We're still scoreless at Keesler Federal Park. This is Checkers Baseball on the Checkers Radio Network and cruising at UGCM.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fourth in the Checkers Radio Network and cruising WGCM. We're still scoreless. Checkers in the Queenstones. Lefty Keener Fighters. First pitch is a called strike one. Top of the fourth inning brought to you by the Gulf South Law Firm. If you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. You work with them, Gulf South Law Firm will work with you every step of the way. A one misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Contact them today at GulfSouthLaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 1-1, Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to 2-2. Fans, you can also join the broadcast with the Bruce Hart's Barbershop. Text the booth line. Join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. Make sure to visit the official barbershop of the Checkers Radio Network. Pitch to Rodriguez, lifted out beyond Pratt's head at short and into left for a base hit. That's the first hit tonight for either side. Rodriguez has reached base twice. Brings up the switch here of Cal Connolly.
Your shortstop at 13, Cal Connolly.
You can visit the official barbershop of the Checkers Radio Network, Bruce Hurd's Barbershop at 158 GE Orr Street in downtown Biloxi. Switch hitter Cal Connolly digs in from the right side. One on, nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Keener delivers. It's a called strike in the outside corner, and the count's at 0-1. Connolly bounced into a 6-4-3 double play in the first inning. Leadoff man's reached three of the first four innings for the Queenstones. Other two times, it's immediately been a double play right after. Check over to first, and Rodriguez is back in time. Rodriguez, three stolen base attempts this year, but he's recorded just one stolen base. The pitch lifted down the right field line. Restituyo after it. Adams is after it, and it drops down foul. Towards the Checkers bullpen, we'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Checkers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Checkers baseball.
No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Checkers and the Queenstones are scoreless with a runner on in the top of the fourth inning. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you're tuning in from tonight. The 0-2 pitch first. Keener checks over to first, and Rodriguez is back again. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Keener fires. Misses up and in.
and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, we'd like to say a big-time hello to the one and only Mike Bovey tuning in from Glendale, Arizona. Bovey, get back on the mend, trying to get healthy and get back to the Shuckers after a dazzling season last year that was cut short due to injury. Appreciate you tuning in, Mike. Wishing you nothing but the best out recovery. Hoping to see you at Keesler Federal Park soon. As Tate Keener, with a 1-2 count, delivers home to Conley. Rolled right side of the infield. Brown to his right, grabs it, fires to second for one. Pratt to first, a strong throw. It is not in time, but a great job by Brown to get to it and get the lead runner. It's a fielder's choice for Conley. Rodriguez is thrown out trying to go to second. And for the third time tonight, this is a wild stat. The go-ahead, the first batter has reached base three of the four innings, and they've been thrown out the very next batter by a fielder's choice or a double play. One out, one on. Right-handed hitting Jason DeLay digs in. We're scoreless in the top of the fourth. The pitch is a slider low, and the count goes to 1-0. We'd also like to say a big hello to Tommy and Karen Crossland, listening and watching from Sparta, Tennessee. We'd also like to say a big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in Wayne County. And a big hello to George in Grand Bay, Florida. The 1-0 delivery. He has a called strike in the outer half, and the count evens 1-1. DeLay 0-for-1, popped out to second back in the first inning. The pitch, runner off to second. DeLay drives it towards center. Laura back on it, still going. At the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch. And now Conley has to touch second, and he goes back to first. Pratt cuts it off in short left center. It was a well-hit ball, 376 feet off the bat at 104. But it was to the deepest part of the yard. So instead of extra bases with a speedy Lara in center, it is nothing more than a deep flyout. Conley's back to first, and now two away for the switch hitter, David McCain. We'd also like to say a big hello to Jay Gamble. Longtime listener. He's sitting right behind home plate, section 100, at his little transistor radio propped up on the railing. The pitch to McCabe. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. McCabe's a switch hitter. Pats from the right side against Keener. Jay, a diehard Shuckers fan, a proud member of Shuck Nation, a Shuckers season ticket holder. Got to meet him today. A lot of fun to be able to see him, a guy who's real excited about the team this year. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. A big rip from McCabe. And the count evens 1-1. So a big hello to Jay sitting in the very front row of Section 100 here at Keesler Federal Park. McCabe, by the way, 0-for-1 tonight. We're scoreless in the fourth. The 1-1. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Check over to first, and Connolly's back in time. He's the big speed threat in this Clingstones order. 3-for-3 on stolen bases this year. The pitch misses low and away. Count goes to 3-1. That was Keener's 51st pitch of the night. 30 of them have been strikes. Keener checks first, now delivers. Misses inside, and it's ball four. It's Keener's third walk of the night. Conley goes to second. And for the first time tonight, there's a runner in scoring position. And the designated hitter and right-handed Adam Zabrowski digs in. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com.
Two games rained out today, both in the North Division. Knoxville and Rackett City rained out. They'll make it up with two tomorrow. The first pitch to the righty, Zabrowski, is rolled weakly to third. Wilkin gloves it, goes to his right, taps third, and that ends the inning. Well, real great job by Keener to work around a couple of walks, fielder's choice, and a single in the inning. He strands two. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We'll finish the rest of the scores in the bottom of the inning. Shuckers and Queenstones are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the fourth. Shuckers and the Queenstones are scoreless on a Thursday night. Righty Drew Hackenberg delivers. Righty Cooper Pratt tips a foul off. Catcher Jason DeLay. We're back and running in Biloxi. Cooper Pratt 0-for-1 tonight. Lined out on a hard line drive to first back in the first inning. The 0-1. Misses up and in with a curveball. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Pratt, one of the youngest guys in this team, but early on this season has really been a catalyst offensively. Just 20 years old, but a top 60 prospect in baseball. The pitch is a called strike two on the outer half. And the count goes to 1-2. He enters today as the second-ranked prospect in the Brewers system behind Jesus Mate by Baseball America, number 57 overall in the organization by Baseball America in their top 100. The 1-2. Pratt dribbles it foul. A couple of hops towards the Queenstones dugout, third base side. And the count stays at 1-2. Hackenberg delivers. Hit on one, hop to the first baseman, Benelli backhands it, fires to Hackenberg. It's a race to the bag, and Hackenberg wins the race by about a half step. And Pratt's retired for the first out. Up stands the righty, Brock Wilkin. Walked back in the first inning. He's the only checker to reach base so far. The pitch is a called strike in the outer half. Hackenberg gets ahead, 0-1. It's another pitcher's duel tonight. Yesterday was a pitcher's duel in the early afternoon between Alexander Corneal and Blake Burkhalter. The 0-1. Wilkin rolls it to third. McCabe tries to snag it, and it's under his mitt in left. It's an E5. Wilkin reaches. And it brings up the righty, Luke Adams. Wilkin hit it hard at 96. McCabe put his glove down, but didn't put it down far enough. The Shuckers have their second base runner of the night. And stands the righty, Luke Adams. The wind starts to steadily blow out to left. Pitch from the righty Hackenberg. Adams takes a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Adams 0-1 with a fly out to left. That was back in the first inning. Infield shifts towards third. David Fletcher, the second baseman, almost right behind the second base bag. Now the 0-1. Adams checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. Pitch misses up and away. A sinker at 92. And the count evens at 1-1. Hackenberg deals. Adams swings and misses. Slider at 88. And the count goes to 1-2. Check over to first. The tag, not in time. Wilkin just gets back. Wilkin, not a guy who usually gets a pickoff move against him. He has, in his pro career, stolen a total of 5 bases in 161 games. The pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider away. Adams strikes out. And now 2 away with a runner on for the lefty, Darian Miller. In steps Darian Miller, 0-1 with a ground out to first, back in the second. It's a scoreless game in the last of the fourth. Shuckers and Klingstones, game 3 of a 6-game set. Hackenberg delivers. Miller takes a strike at the knees at 94. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Brock Wilkins at first after an E5 put him on. A hard hit ball to third that went right under McCabe's mitt. The pitch is a called strike 2 at the knees at 94. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Hackenberg delivers. Miller takes a curveball, though, and the count goes to 1-2. Hackenberg, who in his first start of the year on opening day on Friday needed 57 pitches to get through 2 innings. Well, right now he's about to throw his 55th, and the count's at 1-2 strikes with 2 outs in the fourth. Check over to first. Wilkin, again, is back in time. Hackenberg sets. Now the 1-2. Misses inside, and it almost got Miller. Instead, the count evens up 2-2. That was a curveball at 84. The 2-2. Miller dribbles it foul. Right off the pitch clock, first base side in front of the Shuckers dugout. And the count stays at 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. The 2-2 pitch. Pops foul off the top of the netting and out of play. Right towards the guest services table. And somebody's got it. We've got an obstructed view from up here, but bunch of happy faces. Somebody's got a baseball. That's all that matters. The 2-2 delivery. Miller lifts it down the left field line. It curls, and it is foul. One hop off the side gate. The very end of the left field line that leads out to the street for emergency vehicles. And the count stays at 2-2. That was a center cut fastball at 94. Miller just a bit late on it. Would have gone for extra bases. Instead, count stays at 2-2, and we're on to an 8th pitch in this battle. It comes home. Miller chops it first base side. Fletcher to his left snags it. An underhand flip to Bunnell,
And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, one error. One runner left on base. They go to the fifth. And we are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Ethan Workinger leads things off for the Clingstones as we head to the fifth inning. Tate Keener is back to work. So far, no strikeouts, but he's done a terrific job at keeping the pitch count down. His first pitch misses up. It's his 54th of the day. And the count goes to 1-0. Tate Keener right now with throwback pitching line. He's gone four innings, no runs. The pitch misses low and in, and the count goes to 2-0. He's given up one hit, three walks, no strikeouts. He's induced two different double plays and a fielder's choice to erase a leadoff single from Carlos Rodriguez in the fourth. So it's been an efficient night for Keener. His second start of the season. The 2-0. Fouled off first base side and into the seats. The count goes to 2-1. Keener last year over a strikeout per inning between High A Wisconsin and Double A Biloxi. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball away. And the count evens 2-2. Keener last year, 115 strikeouts across 104 and a third innings. He's got Workinger on the ropes here. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Workinger takes low. A sweeper at 80. And the count goes to 3-2. The payoff pitch. Workinger drives it out to left center. Warren back on it, and it takes one hop, two hops by him, and it's off the wall. Workinger rounds first, and he jogs into second. It's a scorching double off the bat at 106. And for the second straight inning, Columbus has a runner in scoring position. Done that a lot this year. 54 at-bats entering today with a runner in scoring position. They're just 10 for 54. 21st in Double-A despite being ninth at the level in plate appearances with a runner in scoring position this year. Brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Drew walked back in the third inning. Shuckers shift the infield towards first. Now the pitch. Misses up and away for ball one. The wind continues to whip in from right and out to left. Counts in a ball and no strikes to the first baseman for the Clingstones. Keener delivers. Line to short. Pratt dives. He snags it. He was in the process of a dive and ended up going down to his knees, but he makes the catch in a 105-mile-an-hour liner. And now one away for the righty, David Fletcher. What a terrific play by Pratt. Didn't get a lot of extension, but off the bat at 105. Quick reaction time from the Shuckers shortstop. Fletcher digs in from the right side. Scoreless on the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers and Clingstones. Now the pitch. Fletcher chops it towards third. Wilkin snags it chest high. Stares back the runner to second. Fires to first, and it's in time. Efficiency from Tate Keener. A quick line out and a ground out. First pitch swinging from Fletcher. And now two away with a runner on scoring position for the switch hitter Geraldo Quintero, who digs in from the right side. Two out, runner at second. Shuckers and Clingstones are scoreless. The pitch fouled straight back. And counts at no balls and a strike. By the way, we'd like to say a big-time hello to our listeners out in Ocean Springs tonight on the Broussard's Barbershop Text the Booth line. Also, a big hello to Mike and Linda tuning in from Hollywood, Maryland. Keener with an 0-1 count against Quintero delivers. Lifted towards center. Laura's in on it. Makes the catch. And Keener, what a terrific job to work around a leadoff double. Line out, ground out, line out to center. And that ends the top of the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left on. We're scoreless halfway through in Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising with UGCN.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Eric Brown Jr. leads things off for the Shuckers against the righty Drew Hackenberg. It's a pitcher's duel as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs for either side. Two hits for Columbus, and that's been it. First pitch of the frame is a fastball and a called strike one. The righty Drew Hackenberg and the lefty Tate Keener have locked horns on a Thursday night in Biloxi. Second straight pitcher's duel between these teams. The pitch misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. Yesterday, nobody scored until the seventh. Tate Keener and Blake Burkhalter both went six-plus innings in their double-A debuts. The 1-1. Brown hits it on one hop by McCabe's dive, and it's in the left for a base hit. Well, the Shuckers will not be no-hit tonight. Brown has a five-game hit streak. It brings up Xavier Warren.
Here's left fielder number 8,
Warren, a switch hitter, 0-for-1 tonight with a swinging strikeout back in the second. It's a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Clingstones, but they got some speed at first with Brown. 20-plus stolen bases last season. Infield shifts towards first with the lefty up. And now the pitch. Hammer, but foul. A hanging curveball. It counts at no balls and a strike. That was at 82. Off the bat at 89. Brown at first, he's just the third base runner today for the Shuckers. Hackenberg delivers.
Warren chops it right back to the mound. Hackenberg has it, turns the second, Conley to first in time, and that wipes off the leadoff single. Two away, and up comes Ethan Murray. Two out, nobody on in the righty. Ethan Murray digs in. That was just Hackenberg's 65th pitch of the night. A little different than his first start of the season last week. First, the pitch to Murray. Swing and a miss on a slider. And he counts it 0-1. First start of the year, 57 pitches in just two innings. Gave up four runs. Today, a completely different story. The 0-1 misses away, and the count evens, and a ball and a strike. Murray's 0-for-1, struck out looking on a curveball back in the third. Hackenberg delivers. Murray fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Hackenberg out of the windup. He kicks and fires. Curveball misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Both bullpens are silent, and for good reason. Both Hackenberg and Keener for the Shuckers have cruised so far. The 2-2. Murray lines it in a left, and it's down for a base hit. Rolls to Quintero. Murray rounds first. That was off the bat at 1-0-2, and he singles off his former high school teammate. It brings up Vladimir Restituyo. 0-for-1 tonight. By the way, Ethan Murray, back-to-back days with a hit. Back-to-back days with a hit off the bat at 100-plus. He's off first with two away. The pitch to Restituyo. Popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Bunnell, the first baseman, under it in front of the Shuckers. Dugout on the grass. He makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth, and we're still scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise it, WGCM.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream with Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the sixth, Carlos Rodriguez leads it off at the top of the order for the Kling Stones. He faces the lefty Tate Keener for the third time tonight. Shuckers and Kling Stones are still scoreless. Another pitcher's duel. First pitch is a called strike to the lefty Rodriguez. He showed bunt for a moment, then pulled back, but it was called a strike. Sinker on the outer half. And Keener jumps ahead. Keener tonight has worked around two hits and three walks with a couple of double plays. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. He does not have a strikeout, but only two balls have been hit off the check that. Three balls have been hit off the bat at harder than 100. And only one's been a hit. The pitch. Rodriguez slices it foul. Third base side and out of play. Somebody hopped over a railing. Now hops over another railing. He's trying to find this baseball. Goes down one row, two rows. He still doesn't have it. Did it fall down? The 1-2. Rodriguez fouls it back. And now he's got it. Proudly holds it up to the group he's with. And he got some baseball. That was a lot of athleticism. Hurdled three different railings. Had to traverse his way around a couple of rows. Gets the souvenir. The 1-2. Slider just misses inside. And the count evens at 2-2. Rodriguez, a walk and a single tonight. He's now 5-for-11 in the series. 8-for-20 to begin the season. That's a .400 average for a guy who spent a good chunk of last year in AAA with the Nashville Sounds and the Brewers org. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes away. Fastball at 92 when the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The lefty delivers. Rodriguez fouls it, tips it. Miller jumps out, makes the catch. No, he does not. It just pops out of his mitt. It would have been an acrobatic play from Miller to get Keener's first strikeout of the year. Rodriguez is laughing in the batter's box. Miller full-on dove out in front of home plate to try and snag it after it tipped off his mask. The 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez chops it foul first base side, and we'll do it again. Miller made that sort of play last year. There was a ball that tipped off his mask and up, and he dove to his right, made a tumbling catch out of his crouch for a strikeout. Was trying to do the same thing this year. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Keener delivers. Chopped first base side. Couple of hops to Adams, who picks it up, takes one step, taps the bag with his left foot, and Rodriguez is retired. One out, nobody on, and the switch hitter Cal Conley digs in. Checkers pitching, by the way, after not having a pitcher go longer than 3 2/3 innings through Tuesday, has had it back-to-back nights where the starter has recorded an out in the sixth inning. Yesterday, it was Alexander Corneal who went 6 shutout innings and allowed just a hit. Time's called as the ball gets away from the Checkers bullpen. Tyler Wiesner is warming up, a right-handed arm. Now today, Tate Keener so far 5 1/3 scoreless on just 2 hits. Keener delivers. Swing and a miss. Buries a slider at 78, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Backdoors another sweeper, and this time it's called a strike in the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. We're scoreless in the top of the sixth inning. One out, nobody on. Now the 0-2. Connolly takes low. Keener spiked a sweeper right in front of the plate. Good job by Miller to block it up. And the count goes to 1-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Connolly at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the pitch. Rolled up the middle under Keener's mitt, and it's into center for a base hit. Laura picks it up. It brings up the right-handed hitting Jason DeLay. And Josh Spence in the Shuckers dugout puts down his iPad for a moment, and he's out to the mound for a quick chat with Keener. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the sixth inning, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Brewers organization, the High A affiliate, leads the Quad Cities River Bandits, or check that is tied with the Quad Cities River Bandits, 2-2. Meanwhile, Jacob Mizorowski, who is making a start today for the Nashville Sounds, has not allowed a hit into the third. He's gone 2 1/3 scoreless, and the Sounds up 2-0 on the Memphis Redbirds. Big thing for Mizorowski, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, but he has not given up a hit. Meanwhile, a final from earlier tonight. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans took down the Carolina Mudcats by a 6-2 final. And that's the Mudcats' first loss of the season. Spence walks back to the Shuckers dugout on the first base side. Runner on first with one away. And the righty DeLay set to dig in. Well, the Shuckers have Tyler Wasner warming up. A scoreless game in the top of the sixth inning. And the lefty Keener, out of the stretch, delivers. DeLay takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Keener checks over to first. Conley just takes a big leap back to the bag. Lynn pounds in. The 1-0 misses up. And the count goes to 2-0. It is a windy night here in Biloxi. As usual, straight in from right. It never blows out to right. It's always in off the Gulf of Mexico. There's a parking garage behind the ballpark in the right field side, and then another one across the street, and then the Gulf. The 2-0 delivery misses low and inside, and the count goes to 3-0. So the wind whips off the water, hops over the first parking garage, crosses the street, pops over the second, and then blows straight into right. It hits the press box in the second level and then shoots out to left. So a bit of a swirling wind on the infield and in from right. 3-0 the count. The pitch, runner off to second. The throw to second in time, and they got him, but it's called ball four. Home plate umpire Dylan Halsey didn't make any movement. Miller threw it down, and it was a great throw. It would have gotten Conley if it wasn't ball four. And that brings out Shuckers manager Joe Arol. And the Shuckers are set to make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. DeLay at first, Conley at second, and in comes Tyler Wasner in a scoreless game. One out in the sixth when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Tate Keener is out, and the righty Tyler Wasner comes in for the Shuckers. It's his second appearance of the season and his first of this series. Faces the switch hitter David McCabe in from the left side. His first pitch rolled first base side. Adams to his right, grabs it, goes to second for one. Pratt to... No throw to first. He fakes a throw and then fakes the throw to third. Conley moves to third. DeLay is out on a fielder's choice. Looked like for a moment Pratt was going to throw to first. Instead, he held on to it. A good job by Adams to make the throw to second and retire a runner. now runners in the corners for the righty Adam Zabrowski. Shuckers catcher Darian Miller is out, spots up his catcher's gear with the first and third signs. Now is back behind home plate. Two out, runners in the corners in a scoreless game. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Wasner, 6'4", 225-pound righty. 25-year-old former star at Central Arizona College at the junior college ranks. The 1-0 misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. He made his last appearance last Saturday at Pensacola, went two scoreless innings, one walk, two strikeouts, and threw 22 pitches. The 2-0, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. That was an 84 top of the zone. Zabrowski 0-for-2 tonight with a fielder's choice and a ground out to short. Now the pitch misses away. Good job by Miller to keep it in front. The count goes to 3-1. Wasner comes set. Now the 3-1. Misses up, and it's ball four. That was a fastball top of the zone at 84. And that loads him up for the righty, Ethan Workinger.
It's yours, Tyler.
Two outs, and the base is loaded. Workinger 1-for-2 today with a smash double out to left center back in the fifth inning. We're scoreless in the sixth. Shuckers and Klingstones. The pitch from Wasner. Lifted out to left. Warren back on it. Towards the wall, and it is gone. A grand slam for Ethan Workinger just over the wall in left. And it's 4-0 Klingstones. It was a fastball top of the zone. Workinger jumped on it off the bat at 101. It goes 352 feet. And it's 4-0 Klingstones.
First baseman, number 24,
Ken Bunnell. Come on, Tyler, you got this,
buddy. Bunnell digs in. That's the second grand slam the Shuckers have given up this year. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. That finalizes the line for Tate Keener. In 5 1/3 innings, gives up 1 run, 3 hits, 4 walks, and no strikeouts. The pitch is a called strike 1 at the knees at 85. And the count evens 1-1. Wasner delivers. Curveball misses low. And the count's at 2-1. The 2-1 misses low, bounces in and out of Miller's mitt, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, fastball, is a called strike on the inside corner at 87. It counts at 3-2. The pitch, fastball, called strike 3 on the inside corner. Fastball at 87, and that ends the inning. In the frame, though, 4 runs, 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And it's 4-0 Klingstones through 5.5. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Elise Lara digs in from the left side against the righty Drew Hackenberg as we're into the bottom of the sixth inning. Greenstone 4, Shuckers nothing. David Blake alongside you. Righty Hackenberg delivers. Lara takes inside for ball one. A cutter at 88. Counts at 1-0. The pitch misses. No, it's a called strike at the knees. Cutter at 89, and the count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count goes to 2-2. The 2-1 delivery to Lara misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Lara is 0-2 tonight, ground out to first and a ground out to second. 4-0 Clingstones in the bottom of the sixth. They got all four runs off a grand slam in the top of the inning. The 3-1, up and away, and it's ball four. Brings up the right-handed hitting Cooper Pratt, as the Shuckers are starting to get Steven Cruz warm up in the bullpen.
Shortstop number 9, Cooper Pratt.
One on, nobody out. Lara's off first. He's got a ton of speed over there. The pitch from the righty Hackenberg comes home. Pratt shows bunt, bunts it foul, third base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Lara moves to second. And it was not ruled a foul ball. Pratt thought it might have been, but it's ruled as a called strike and probably a pass ball that moves Lara to second. The 0-1 delivery. Pratt rolls it to short. Connolly snags it belt high, takes a step, fires to first, and he beats Pratt by a step. And now one away for the righty, Brock Woken. In steps Brock Woken, 0-1 tonight, reached in an error back in the fourth inning. Lara's at second. And the righty Hackenberg deals. Woken takes a slider for strike one. The 0-1 delivery. Wilkins swings and misses. Slider away at 82. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Wilkins calls time and steps out. Four nothing Clingstones over the Shuckers in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, runner in scoring position for the Shuckers. That's the first time that's happened tonight. Hackenberg's been good. The pitch, Wilkin takes low and away on a slider at 82. The count goes to 1-2. Lara's off second. Righty Heckenberg deals. Wilkin chops it first base side. Bunnell goes back on it, snags it. Underhand flip to Heckenberg. He touches the first base bag with his right foot. And now two away. Lara moves to third. And now two out for the righty, Luke Adams.
Here's first base number five, Luke Adams.
Shuckers trail it 4-0. Their first run of the night, standing 90 feet away with two away. The pitch. Righty Adams lines it in left. It is down for a base hit. One hop to Quintero. That was scorched off Adams' bat. Lara comes home, and it's 4-1 Clingstones. That was a single off Adams' bat at 107. And it brings up the lefty Darian Miller. It's Adams' second hit of the year and second RBI of the season. Lefty Darian Miller now digs in. Two out, runner at first. Heckenberg delivers. Miller takes inside, and it's ball one. Heckenberg past 80 pitches. Next pitch about to be his 84th of the night. He comes home. Miller takes a strike on the outer half. A fastball at 94. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Miller takes low. Curveball at 81. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, Miller pokes it foul. Fastball in on the hands at 93, and it's out of play on the third base side. Counts at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Shuckers have a runner on, down 4-1. Heckenberg deals. Adams is off to second. The pitch misses low. The throw to second on a hop. Not in time. It bounces out of Connolly's mitt. Adams kind of a half slide, half dive, half lunge. Gets in with his second stolen base of the year. Miller's at the plate. Three balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch from Heckenberg. Miller ropes it right to Bunnell. And that ends the inning. It's been that kind of night for the Shuckers offense. A lot of hard hit balls to first, and all of them have been right to Cade Bunnell. But the Shuckers get a run. One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. End of the seventh, 4-1 Clingstones. The Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
We enter the seventh inning, and Steven Cruz is out of the Shuckers bullpen. It's a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go. Schedule your next cut to 228-697-3180. The righty Cruz faces the righty Fletcher, and the first pitch is a called strike one. Cruz was real impressive in his Double-A debut on Sunday at Pensacola. The pitch home. Curveball rolled weakly to second. Brown towards first, snags it with his glove, fires to first, and it's in time. Fletcher's retired, and there's one away. One out, nobody on, and up comes the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Checkers trail at 4-1. Cruz, by the way, enters today after he struck out four, walked none, and didn't allow a hit over 2 1/3 innings in his Double-A debut on Sunday. The pitch to Quintero. Roped first base side, foul. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Checkers down 4-1. All four runs came home in a grand slam last inning. The pitch is popped up. Third base side, foul territory, and it is in the seats. And the count's at 0-2. It was Ethan Werkinger with the grand slam. Second grand slam allowed this year by the Shuckers. They allowed one from Kemp Alderman on Saturday night. Game two of their three-game set in Columbus. Check that in Pensacola. The 0-2 from Cruz misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Cruz throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, curveball, and a changeup for the 23-year-old. Born and raised in Managua, Nicaragua. The righty Cruz delivers. Fastball, dribbled foul. Right at the plate. The count stays at 1-2. The pitch, curveball, chopped weakly, first base side and foul. Count stays at 1-2. A foul ball, and every foul ball tonight is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Quintero steps out for a moment. The Shuckers trail it with one out in the top of the seventh. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 92. And Cruz now has five strikeouts through three innings and three shutout innings in his Double-A debut. Or check that, in his first three innings in Double-A. Two out, nobody on, and up comes the top of the order and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Shuckers trail it 4-1 on the scoreboard. The pitch, curveball, is a called strike one. Right now, Blaine Abeta is up in the bullpen for the Queenstones. The pitch from Cruz. Hit on one hop in a center for a base hit. Lara moves to his left, picks it up, and fires it in. And it's a multi-hit performance for Carlos Rodriguez. He continues to terrorize his former team. Now 6-for-13 in the series on the season. He's 9-for-22. And it brings up the switch hitter, Cal Conley, who bats from the left side against the righty Cruz. First pitch to Conley. Bunt shown, pulled back, and almost gets him in the wickets. Goes right between his legs and counts a ball and no strikes. Cruz comes set. Works out of the stretch with the white Nike cleats. Now comes home. Chopped first base side. Adam spears it out of the air. Goes to second. And that ends the inning. He ran back to first. He's going for the double play, but the Shuckers will settle for three outs in the inning. A good play either way by Adams. That is momentum towards second, and it's time to stretch in Biloxi. In the frame, no runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers down 4-1. We'll be back in a flash on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN. Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memories. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShucker.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Call to the bullpen, and the righty Blaine Abeta comes in, fires his first pitch to the righty Eric Brown Jr. Swing and a miss. It's a slider, and he gets ahead in the count. No balls and a strike. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers have been held to just one run on three hits tonight. Abeta fires, slider away, and the count evens 1-1. Final line tonight for Drew Hackenberg. He gives up one run on three hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. Throws 88 pitches total. The 1-1. He swings and misses, slider away. And the count goes to 1-2. Abeta makes his second appearance of the season. Gave up a run on a hit with a walk and two strikeouts on Saturday night in Montgomery. A couple of fans getting fired up down there on a Thursday night. Trying to cheer on the Shuckers to a comeback. The 1-2. Slider misses just low at 89. The count evens 2-2. Abeta last year was a member of the Yankees organization, was selected in this past offseason's minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft by the Braves. The 2-2 from the righty Abeta. Popped up, left side of the infield. It tracks out to short left. Conley, the shortstop, under it towards the line. He sticks up his mitt, and he makes the catch. And Brown's retired for the out. One out, nobody on, and the switch hitter Xavier Warren set to dig in from the left side. Abeta, originally an undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees out of the University of Nevada in 2020. He delivers his first pitch to Warren. Misses away with a changeup, and the count at 1-0. Abeta stands in 6'3", 220 pounds, 26-year-old from Martinez, California. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Abeda delivers the 2-0. Warren ropes it down the right field line. It's a base hit. Temple hops to Workinger towards the foul line. He grabs it right near the warning track, fires it in, and Warren, a head first slide and a double. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. For Warren, that's his second extra base hit of the series, and he extends his hit streak to 4 in a row. Tying run on deck. 4-1, the Shuckers trailing in the last of the seventh. Righty Abeda sets. Now the pitch. Murray tips it foul. Might have gotten a piece, and it did get a piece of home plate umpire. Dylan Hulsey, and out for a moment is the catcher, Jason DeLay. Shuckers yesterday used the seventh inning as their comeback inning. 3 runs in the inning to take a 3-1 lead over the Kling Stones. That's the final score they'd win it by. Today they trail it 4-1. Columbus, 4 runs in the top of the sixth inning on a grand slam from Ethan Workinger. Ready, a beta set, delays back and behind the plate. The pitch, slider, chopped foul, third base side. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Beta out of the stretch, fires, misses away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Murray tonight is 1-2. Singled in the left back in the fifth inning. Beta delivers. Murray drives it out to left center. Quintero under it. The left fielder Quintero makes the catch. Warren bluffs the tag to third. Murray flies out. It brings up Vladimir Restituyo. Restituyo at the very back of the right-handed box, 0-2 tonight. Shuckers down 4-1. Abeda delivers. Restituyo takes up and away, and it's ball one. Abeda deals. Restituyo takes inside, and the count runs to 2 balls and no strikes. What? 2 balls, no strikes, 2 away. Warren's off of second. Warren dances for a moment. Now the pitch. Restituyo bloops it out to right center. It's down for a base hit. Workinger charges it and snags it on a couple of hops. Warren around third. He's home. It's an RBI single for Restituyo, and the Shuckers are crawling their way back into this thing. It's now 4-2. A run in the sixth, a run in the seventh, and all of a sudden, here comes the top of the order. Luis Lora digs in with a chance to tie things up. For Restituyo, it's his first RBI in the Brewers organization. And Lara digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Still 2 away. Abeda delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers yesterday, a scrappy comeback. 2 RBI double and an RBI single that take a 3-1 lead in the seventh. That was the final score. Today, they're crawling their way back into things. Check over to first, and Restituyo dives back in plenty of time. Shuckers got their first run in the sixth, RBI single from Luke Adams, and just a moment ago, Vladimir Restituyo, RBI single to right, Shuckers now down by two in the seventh. The pitch to Lara. He drives it foul. Third base side and out of play. Fastball at 95 on the outer half. And the count's even at 1-1. Lara's 0-for-2 tonight. A walk and two groundouts. Came around to score back in the sixth on the RBI single from Adams. Abeda delivers. Lara takes strike two. Center cut heater at 94. And it counts at 1-2. And Lara takes a moment and steps out of the box. Recollects himself and now steps back in. Plants his left foot on the white line at the very back of the left-handed box. Bit of a bat waggle. Abeda deals. Runner off to second. Now with a late steal, Restituyo back to first. The throw, not in time. The pitch missed away, and it counts at 2-2. Restituyo causing a little bit of commotion over there at first. And the count's even at 2-2. He went about a third of the way to second, stopped and turned around. Check over to first, and Restituyo back in time. That is the second pickoff from Abeda to first. He's out of failed pickoff attempts with Restituyo at first. The 2-2. Lara chops it right side of the infield. Fletcher to his left. It's by him, and it's in the center for a base hit. Restituyo touches second, speeds to third, and up comes Cooper Pratt, the go-ahead run with the tying run at first. Luis Lara, his second hit of the series, and that brings out pitching coach Mike Steed. Well, the Shuckers are doing their best to come back into this one. They were down 4-0. And all of a sudden, with two outs in the seventh, they have a chance to tie things up with an extra base hit. The third base dugout. Home plate umpire Dylan Halsey breaks things up. And here comes the righty Cooper Pratt. 4-2, the Clingstones lead it over the Shuckers. It's the bottom of the seventh. Restituyo's at third. Lara's at first. Pratt, the go-ahead runs at the plate. Abeda deals. Lara's off to second. Pratt drives it towards left center. Rodriguez under it in the alleyway. And he makes the catch. That ends the inning. Shuckers threaten. They get one home. And they're only down by two. In the frame. One run, three hits, no errors. Two runners left on. We go to the eighth. 4-2, the Clingstones lead it. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network at Cruisin' WGCN.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. But you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids,
But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Steven Cruz back to the mound for his second inning of work. Cruz, a right-handed arm, faces the righty Jason DeLay in the three spot in the order. Checkers trail it 4-2. McCarlin their way back into this thing. Runs in the sixth and the seventh. Cruz, his first pitch, is fouled straight back, and we're off and running in the eighth. Four runs, five hits. One of those a grand slam for the Clingstones from Ethan Werkinger. And an error. Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, two runs and six hits. Cruz, a quick and easy first frame. 12 pitches. The pitch misses inside. And the count evens 1-1. Cruz has been quite the star so far to begin his double-A tenure. The 1-1. Chopped up the middle. Pratt at short to his left. Grabs it behind second. Shuffles. Fires to first. It's in time. And DeLay's retired. Brings up switch hitter David McCabe. That's from the left side against the righty Cruz.
Third baseman number 32, David McCabe.
Cruz this year building off a good season last year with High A Wisconsin, but the strikeouts have come in a different way this season in Double-A. Cruz's first pitch to McCabe is hammered foul. Left field side and out of play. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Cruz last year, just 49 strikeouts in 63 innings with 30 walks. This year, through his first three-plus innings in Double-A, the 0-1 is a curveball low, and the count evens 1-1. He struck out five and has yet to walk a batter. A big leap this year for the righty Cruz. A great start to the 2025 campaign. The 1-1. McCabe takes away. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. It was a changeup at 87. McCabe tonight is 0-2, the walk and a fielder's choice. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball, roped first base side, foul. Couple of hops, rattles around in the Shuckers bullpen. Counts even at 2-2. The 2-2 misses low, and the count's full at three balls and two strikes. That was a fastball at 93 from Cruz. The 3-2. DeLay. Check that. McCabe fouls it off. And the count stays full. Another 3-2. Roped up the middle into center for a base hit. It rolls to Lauro, picks it up on a knee. McCabe has hits in each of the first five games this season for the Clingstones, and now a man on with one away for the righty Adam Zabrowski. It's us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're in the top of the ninth inning. Pensacola is looking to finish out an 8-5 win over the Biscuits. Everything else rained out in the lead. Chattanooga and Birmingham. First pitch is a slider and a called strike one. And Knoxville and Rocket City postponed as well. Trash Pandas and Smokies will make it up with two tomorrow. Lookouts and Barons will make it up with two on Saturday. The 0-1 delivery to the righty Zabrowski. Swing and a miss. Counts at 0-2. Thank you. The 0-2.
Misses low, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Zabrowski, just like McCabe, 0-2 tonight. Ground out, fielder's choice, and he reached on a walk. Cruises 1-2. Popped up in our direction, and out of play over our heads. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one away. We're in the top of the eighth. Clayton Stones 4, Shuckers 2 in the third game of a six-game set. Cruz out of the stretch, delivers. Misses up and away. The count evens 2-2. Cruz and the Shuckers all rocking the pinstripe pants tonight, making their first appearance in a game since 2021. A real sharp look. It's got a lot of history here with the Shuckers. The 2-2. Pavel back, and we'll do it again. The pinstripe pants with the blue alternate uniform was a staple for the Shuckers up until 2021. A lot of success in those jerseys and pants. 2015, 2018, 2019, all 3 years, the Shuckers made the playoffs, made the championship series. This was in the uniform rotation. The 2-2. Called strike three. A center cut fastball at 90. Zabrowski took all the way. And now two away for the righty Werkinger. Werkinger has had himself a night. 2-for-3 with a double and a grand slam. He's driven in 4. And a man on with 2 away. 4-2. Clayton Stones up on the Shuckers in the 8th. Cruz delivers. And the righty takes low with a curveball. And the count's at 1-0. Well, and what better time for the Shuckers to bring back those pinstripe pants than the 10th anniversary season? A little help for the Milwaukee Brewers and their clubhouse operations out in Arizona, who found a box of old pinstripe pants the Shuckers could use this year. The 1-0 delivery. Slider hit on one hop. Wilkin down to an ace, snags it towards the line, throws across the diamond. It's in time, and that ends the inning. The pinstripe pants also have a couple of good defensive plays in it. A great job for Wilkin to retire Werkinger. And we go to the bottom of the 8th. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Hayden Harris enters for the Clayton Stones when we come back. 4-2 Columbus on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Clayton Stones make a Bruce Arch Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go. Schedule your next cut, 228-697-3180. Go Bruce Arch Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. Lefty Hayden Harris enters and faces the righty Brock Wilkin. First pitch of the night from Harris. Misses up and in for ball one. Shuckers down 4-2.
They've crawled their way back into this thing after a 4-0 lead from Columbus through 5.5. Shuckers got one in the sixth, another in the seventh. We're now in the eighth. Lefty Harris delivers. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Harris stands in. 6 feet tall, 186 pounds, 26-year-old native of Augusta, Georgia. Harris spent his college career at Georgia Southern, signed the Braves as an undrafted free agent. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half, and the count goes to 2-1. He spent most of last year with the Queenstones. We'll check that. The Mississippi Braves, they were called at the time, in Double-A. 41 total appearances between Double-A and Triple-A. The 2-1. Wilkin drives it down the right field line, foul into the seats. And the count evens 2-2. Checkers have the righty Tyler Bryant up in their bullpen for the ninth inning. Harris sets the belt. Now a 2-2. Misses up, and the count goes full. Wilkin is 0-2 tonight. Drew a walk back in the first inning. Harris delivers. Wilkin fouls it back, and he stays alive. Shuckers down 4-2 in the last of the eighth inning. Nobody on, nobody out. As the lefty Harris comes set against the righty Brock Wilkin. Now the pitch. Wilkin takes up and in. It's ball four. And up comes the tying run, Luke Adams. Harris, by the way, his second appearance of the year. Went two scoreless innings against Montgomery last Saturday. No runs, no hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. And now up steps the righty Luke Adams. Shuckers down 4-2 in the last of the eighth inning. Harris delivers. Adams takes up and in, and it's ball one. Adams 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI single and a left in the sixth inning. It was a line shot off the bat at 107. Hardest hit ball we've seen by the Shuckers tonight. The 1-0 delivery. Adams takes a strike on the inner half. Fastball at 91. And the count evens at 1-1. Wilkins off first. The lefty delivers. Adams takes low and inside. A changeup at 85, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers tonight, two runs on six hits. That ties their season high for hits in a game. Trying to tie things up late. The pitch misses up and in. That almost got Adams on the helmet. And the count's at 3-1. Darian Miller is on deck. He's the go-ahead run at the moment. Harris delivers. Adams takes inside, ball four. And Harris has walked the first two in the eighth. And the Shuckers are right in business. Tying run at first, and in steps the go-ahead run. Well, in a moment, Darian Miller out is pitching coach Mike Steed. Harris has thrown 12 pitches. Just four of them have been strikes. Darian Miller set to dig in a moment. He's 0-for-12 on the season with three walks, but what a time it would be to get that first hit. Miller's had a couple of hard hit balls. In the home opener on Tuesday night, he missed what would have been a walk-off two-run homer by maybe 3 feet in right center. It was off the bat well, but just got a little bit under it with the tying run on base. But today, a new opportunity for the Shuckers catcher.
Miller set to dig in from the left side against Harris. Adams at first, Wolken at second. Steeds back to the third base dugout. Shuckers trail it 4-2. But nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Miller an open stance in the left-handed box. Harris delivers. It's a slider and a called strike one. Miller 0 for 3 tonight. Two ground outs and a hard line out to the first baseman, Cade Bunnell, was back in the sixth inning. Harris delivers. Miller takes a slider away. The count evens 1-1. It's now 14 pitches, just 5 strikes for Harris. The 1-1. Miller in on the hands, fouls it back. A fastball at 92. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Shuckers trail it 4-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. They've scored two unanswered. One in the sixth, one in the seventh. And the tying runs at first in the eighth. Harris delivers. Miller takes up and away. Sinker at 92. And the count is at 2-2. Miller chokes up. Now the pitch. He swings and slices it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the plate appearance continues. Roldy Munoz, right-handed arm up in the bullpen for the Queenstones. 4-2 in the last of the eighth inning with nobody out. Harris about to throw his 18th pitch of the inning. And there's still nobody out. It comes home. Miller checks his swing, and he goes around for strike three. It was a slider at 83. And in steps Eric Brown Jr. He's 1-for-3 tonight, extended his hit streak to 5 in a row. And he digs in from the right side with 2 on and just 1 away. 4-2 Queenstones in the 8th. Harris delivers. Brown takes strike 1. Fastball on the outside corner at 92. The 0-1, swing and a miss, a late cut. Fastball away at 92, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Roldy Munoz, who's up in the pen, is the closer for this Queenstones team. Right now the Shuckers are trying to tie things up before the Queenstones can get to him. Brown readjusts the batting gloves right outside the right-handed batter's box and now digs in. Lights his right foot the very back of the box. An open stance, his left foot, that front foot, kicks out towards the third base dugout. Harris delivers. Brown shoots it right field side, foul into the Shuckers' pen. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2. Brown shoots it foul again, right field side and out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. Harris continues to go up and away with that fastball right in the zone, but Brown goes with it, deflects it out of play. And he stays alive. So he's going to get something a little more middle or towards the inside corner. The 0-2. He swings and dribbles it foul and stays alive. On to his sixth pitch in this plate appearance. That was a changeup away at 85, and he just dribbled it to keep the plate appearance going. No balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers down 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Harris deals. Brown fouls it back. What a plate appearance right now for Eric Brown Jr. He's about to see his seventh pitch. Hayden Harris is about to throw his 25th pitch of the inning. And he's only faced four batters. Another 0-2 coming. Here it is. Brown drives it out to short left. McCabe, the third baseman, out. Left fielder Quintero in. He makes the catch. And now two away. Two out, two on, and the switch hitter Xavier Warren digs it. Xavier Warren digs in, one for three tonight with a double back in the seventh. It's a 4-2 Kingstones lead in the last of the eighth. Shuckers have two on with two out. Harris has recorded back-to-back outs after the first two reach the pitch. He's a called strike. That's ball at 91. Wilkin walked. Adams walked as well. 13 pitches, four strikes to begin the night for Harris. But then a strikeout swinging and a fly out to left brings up Warren. Bats as a righty for the first time. The pitch. This is low. And the count evens 1-1. Warren doubled down the right field line in the seventh. That was against Blaine Abeta. The other two at-bats came against starter Drew Hackenberg. The 1-1. Warren takes strike two. Sinker at the knees at 92. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Harris trying to walk the tightrope. Shuckers trying to get right back into this thing. Down two in the eighth. Harris comes home. Misses up. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Harris, the lefty, comes set. He comes home. Warren drives it out to short right. Workinger in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. After Harris walks the first two, he retires the next three. And we go to the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left. 4-2 Kingstones in the Shuckers Radio Network. And cruise at
WG. When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream with Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Comes the righty, Tyler Bryant. And the Hard Rock music's going, and the righty's set to go against the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Bryant, first pitch of his night, is a blazing fastball low. And the count goes to 1-0. That one at 96 from the righty. Shuckers down 4-2. Lefty Bunnell 0-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. A real nice slider. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Bryant makes his second appearance of the season. The 1-1. Line foul back to the screen. And the count's at 1-2. Bryant made his first appearance on Sunday against Pensacola. Gave up 5 runs on 5 hits in 2 innings with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts in his Double-A debut. A former star at NAIA Ottawa University in Kansas. He's got a blazing fastball. The 1-2 misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Bryant is the only member of Ottawa University's baseball program to play affiliated baseball. The 2-2. Misses just away, and it's 3-2. And Bryant's had sort of a winding road to the Shuckers. Into affiliated ball with that. The 3-2. Hammered down the right field line and foul, and the count stays full. He started his career at Oklahoma Panhandle State back in 2019 at the NAIA level, then transferred to Division II Lake Erie College for 2 seasons, then went to Ottawa University for his final 2 seasons. The 3-2 misses low and inside, skitters to the backstop, and it's ball 4. In steps the ready David Fletcher, 4-2 Clingstones in the top of the ninth inning. Tyler Bryant out for his second appearance of the year. But after Bryant finished up his time at Ottawa University, it was not straight to affiliated ball in the Brewers organization. It was a little more of a winding road. The pitch from Bryant, runner off to second. It's fouled back to the screen. No, it's a called strike. And a swinging strike. It certainly sounded like it must have tipped something. But it's a stolen base for Bunnell, and the count's at no balls and a strike. And now Miller calls time and goes out to talk to Bryant. There were a couple different noises. The sound you heard was not a bat. It was off the mitt. And now in comes the infield. Eric Brown Jr., Tyler Bryant, Cooper Pratt all in, and Miller's back to the plate. And after Bryant finished up his time at Ottawa University, he then went to the Empire League, one of the many independent leagues throughout the United States. He played for Tupper Lake. Made 2 appearances and then got called up to the Empire State Grays, a traveling team in the Frontier League, part of the Big Four indie ball leagues in the U.S. The 0-1 slider is a called strike and the count goes to 0-2. Then signed on with the Quebec Capitals, made 3 appearances, and got signed by the Brewers last season. A winding road for Bryant. The 0-2 to Fletcher. Slider fouled off. Out of play on the right field side, and the count goes to 0-2. Bryant also spent time with one of the best-named summer collegiate teams in the country in the High Point Hush Puppies. They play at the same ballpark at the time as current Atlantic League team in the independent ranks, the High Point Rockers. The 0-2 pitch. Slider dribbled foul. And the count's at 0-2. So Bryant's been everywhere. Oklahoma Panhandle State, Lake Erie College, the Asheboro Copperheads, the Ottawa University, the High Point Hush Puppies, Tupper Lake, Empire State Grays, the Quebec Capitals, and now has found his way in Double-A. The 0-2. Slider rolled weakly to short. Pratt to his left, snags it towards second. Fires to first. It's in time. Bunnell moves to third. And now one away for Geraldo Quintero. David Fletcher now 0-4 tonight. 0-11 to begin his season. And the switch hitter Quintero steps in. Switch hitter bats from the left side against the righty, and the Shuckers bring the infield in with one away. Bunnell's off of third. Bryant delivers. Swing and a miss. High octane fastball there. 96 on the inner half. Bryant just overpowers him. 26 years old, native of Amarillo, Texas. The 0-1. Quintero drives it out to right center. Restituyo and Lara race back on it. Lara's under it in center. He makes the catch. Bunnell tags from third and scores. It's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Quintero. And it's a 5-2 Clinkstones lead. Two out, nobody on, and it's back to the top of the order. And Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez tonight, 2-for-3 with two singles and a walk. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 96. And it counts at no balls and a strike. The 0-1 misses up and away. And the count evens 1-1. That was a slider at 84. The 1-1 misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Rodriguez has had himself quite a week facing his former team in the Biloxi Shuckers, where he spent each of the last two seasons before signing with the Braves as a free agent this past offseason. He's 6-for-13. Bryant's 2-1. Slider low, and it's 3-1. Bryant's 3-1, up and in, and it's ball four. Out comes Shuckers pitching coach, Josh Bentz, walks over the foul line for a quick chat. We'll take 10-second station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Jay McBlake back alongside you. We're in the ninth. Shuckers trail it 5-2. Game three of this six-game set. Shuckers pitching coach Josh Bentz out for a chat with the righty Tyler Bryant, who's walked two in the frame. He allowed a run on a Geraldo Quintero sack fly, and that's where we stand now. 5-2. Five runs on six hits and an error tonight for the Clingstones. Two runs, six hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. Carlos Rodriguez is at first, and Cal Conley is in from the left side. The pitch. Connolly takes strike one. Roldy Munoz is up in the bullpen for the Clingstones. He'll come in looking for a second save of the season in the bottom half of the frame. The 0-1 is a called strike on the inner half. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Bryant calls time, and like something fell off for a moment. He's fiddling with his glasses. Now puts them back on. Ties the band tight.
Come on, Tyler. You got it, buddy.
He's good to go. Conley digs back in. No balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Slider. Misses away. Rodriguez, a delayed steal, is in without a throw. Slider at 85, and the count's at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Dribbled back to the mound. Bryant snags it on a hop, settles, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. One run, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning.
Shuckers need 3 to tie, 4 to win on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Roldy Munoz comes in as the Klingstones make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go and schedule your next cut. 228-697-3180. Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. Roldy Munoz is in for his second save opportunity of the season. Klingstones lead the Shuckers 5-2. Munoz is in for the lefty Hayden Harris, who lasts just an inning and throws 30 pitches. Walks the first two, retires the next three, including a strikeout and two flyouts. The righty Ethan Murray is now set to dig in. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball away at 95. Counts at no balls and a strike. Munoz makes his third appearance of the year. He's given up a run and an inning and two-thirds. The pitch is hit on a couple of hops in to Vanell's mitt on the first base side. Fires to Munoz, who taps the bag. And the Shuckers have run into just awful luck on balls hit to first. That's the fourth play tonight that Cade Vanell has made by sticking out his mitt on a hard ground ball and catching. There's been a couple of line drives right to him. There's been a couple of hard ground balls right to him. And he's handled every single one. And is part of the reason why Columbus leads. The pitch is lifted out to right from Restituyo. In comes Werkinger, and it's down for a base hit. Restituyo has his first multi-hit performance in a Shuckers uniform. And the Shuckers now have the tying run on deck in Cooper Pratt. And Luis Lara digs in. Shuckers trail it 5-2 in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch misses up and away for ball one. Lara tonight is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. The pitch he takes away and the count goes to 2-0. Control is the part that early on is snake-bitten Munoz. Four walks in an inning and two-thirds. Hit by Restituyo, the first he's allowed this season. The 2-0 misses low, and it's 3-0. The part of the order you want is due up. Pratt, Wilkin, Adams with a chance to tie it and win it in the ninth. 3-0 the count to Lara. The pitch backs away, but it's a called strike. At 97, right at the knees. 3-1 the count. Lara was trying to sell it. And he digs back into the box. The 3-1. Lara takes up and away. Ball four, and up comes Cooper Pratt with a chance to tie it. Lara's reached base three times tonight. Two walks and a single.
here comes Cooper Pratt. He's got a four-game RBI streak on the line, a two-game hit streak on the line, and his one hard hit ball to left away for tying this thing up. 5-2 Clingstones in the bottom of the ninth inning. One out, Restituyo at second, Lara's at first. And Munoz steps off. Pratt, for a moment, was a little bit confused. He thought he had called time, and it was Munoz off the hill. Restituyo dances. Now the pitch. Lifted foul. First base side and out of play. And the count's at 0-1. Well, for Pratt, a righty. He has the wind working for him right now. It is blowing straight out to left. That's the first time it's done it all night long. Righty Munoz out of the stretch delivers. Pratt rolls it to short. Conley snags it. Goes to second for one. Fletcher to first. In time, and Matt ends it. The difference in this one, a grand slam from Ethan Werkinger in the sixth, and the Clingstones win it by a 5-1 final. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Columbus improves to 2-3 on the season, while the Shuckers fall to 1-5 to begin their 10th anniversary season. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Shuckers. For the Clingstones, five runs, six hits, and an error. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up. The Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score, Clingstones 5, Shuckers 2. Hey, Shuckers fans. This is Javik Blake, voice here of Alexi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker's birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome back and welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as we welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Your final score, the Columbus Clingstones 5, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. Five runs, six hits, and an error for the Clingstones. For the Shuckers, two runs, seven hits, and no errors. The win goes to Drew Hackenberg, who allows just one run over six innings, two walks, and three strikeouts on 88 pitches. The loss goes to Tate Kaner, a tough luck loss. Tonight gives up just one run. It was an inherited runner that came home. Gives up three hits, five and a third innings, four walks,
and no strikeouts. He falls to 0-2. Well, the save goes to Roldy Munoz, who works around two runners getting on with one away. He goes an inning, and a double play from Cooper Pratt ends it as the Queenstones improve to 2-3 on the young season. The Shuckers fall to 1-5. Time to take a look at the scoring summary from tonight. Just like yesterday, nothing was scored until the later innings. The game remained scoreless until the sixth. And it was one swing of the bat that was four of the five runs for the Queenstones. It was a grand slam from Ethan Workinger against Shuckers reliever Tyler Wiesner that made it 4-0 Queenstones. Shuckers got one in the sixth on an RBI single from Luke Adams. It was off his bat at 107. And in the seventh, an RBI single from Vladimir Restituyo made it a 4-2 ball game. One more run in the ninth inning for Columbus. That came off a sacrifice fly from Geraldo Quintero, a sec fly to center. Scored Cade Bunnell, and the final score, 5-2, Queenstones over the Shuckers. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes. The announced attendance, 1,925 in the first Thursday game of the season for the Shuckers. Again, 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Queenstones. 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Shuckers as they fall to 1-5 to begin the season. The Queenstones improve to 2-3. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take you around the Southern League and the Brewers organization with the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll heck after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Your final score, Shuckers fall to the Columbus Queenstones by a 5-2 tally. Columbus, 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Shuckers fall to 1-5 to begin the season, while the Queenstones improve to 2-3. Drew Hackenberg, the win, gives up 1 run on 3 hits over 6 innings, while Tate Keener, tough luck loss, gives up just 1 run, and that was an inherited runner that scored when the bullpen allowed it over just 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 4 walks, no strikeouts. He falls 2-0-2. Roldy Munoz, the save, his second of the season, works around a one-out single and a walk and induces a game-ending double play as the Shuckers fall by a 5-2 final. Time to take a look around to the Southern League and the Brewers organization with the scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Knoxville Racket City rained out. They'll make it up with two tomorrow. Chattanooga Birmingham also rained out. They'll play two on Saturday. The only other game in action, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are off to a 5-1 start. They take down the Montgomery Biscuits by an 8-5 final. The Biscuits fall to 3-2. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. And in the seventh, Memphis and Nashville still ongoing. It's the only game in the system currently still going on. It's a 5-2 lead for the Redbirds over the Sounds. They're through seven onto the eighth at First Horizon Park in Nashville. Big league side earlier today, they fell by a 7-2 final against the Colorado Rockies in that series finale. The Brewers off to play the Arizona Diamondbacks tomorrow. Quinn Priester, in his Brewers debut after being traded for Yeferi Rodriguez earlier this week, gave up just one run in five innings and struck out four. Finals on the minor league side, the Mudcats in Carolina fall for the first time this season. A 6-2 loss against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They are at 5-1. Meanwhile, Kalen Nicasian, in his high A, in his one of his first high A games with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a two-homer performance, including a grand slam in the 10th, as the Timber Rattlers take down the Quad Cities River Bandits by a 9-4 final. They're at 3-3 on the season. Meanwhile, here the Checkers fall by a 5-2 final at 1-5 to begin the season. The Clingstones at 2-3. Shuckers back tomorrow. The lefty Nate Peterson makes his second start of the season. He's 0-1 with an ERA of 3 against Lucas Braun, 0-0 with a 4.50 earned run average. It's the first Fireworks Friday of the season. If you haven't come out to the ballpark yet tomorrow, the perfect time to do it. Post-game fireworks after the final out as the Shuckers open the gates at 5:30. First pitch at 6:35. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. Again, your final score tonight, Shuckers fall to the Clingstones by a 5-2 count. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of 1,925 on a Thursday night at Keesler Federal Park. That'll do it for us tonight from all of us at the Flexi Shuckers Radio Network. We thank you for tuning in wherever you've been tuning in from throughout your Thursday night. Final score, Clingstones 5, Shuckers 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We hope you have a great night and a pleasant morning tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.